foolish.
Get it, man?
But you shut up, Ted.
Hurry, did I just hear right? Did I just hear Mary tell Ted to shut up on the air?
Yeah. Good.
Coming from an undisclosed location at North Broadway 6200, it's Lou Dickman.
Lou! Come here! Lou, Monday Night Football this week. The traditional. Did you like Monday Night Football back in the day?
Yes, I did.
That's is how it goes, Sal. That's right. Oh, that got him out. All right, Bears at L.A. Rams Monday night. They've met 94 times, Lou, three postseason. The Bears lead the series 54-37-3. They started out, Lou, where?
Who?
L.A. Rams. Where'd they start?
Brooklyn. Everybody starts in Brooklyn.
No, it's Cleveland. Brooklyn. Brooklyn's ugly cousin.
Brooklyn.
And that's saying something.
And that's, is that on the script?
That is not on the script. Thank you. So, they petitioned the NFL in 1946, the year you lost your latency period, to move to Los Angeles. Remember the noble Roman Gabriel? Deacon Jones, and did you watch Little House on the Prairie with Merlin Olsen?
Yes, yes, no.
Oh, how about Saved by an Angel or whatever the other? Oh, Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven.
But Michael Landon never played football.
No, he didn't.
He was Little Joe.
One hell of a cowboy.
Lou, a significant game in our lifetime, 11-15-2015, an early sovereign. And this is the last time the Bears played the St. Louis Rams. Lou, remember, they moved to St. Louis for a while. With the Bees myrtleizing them 37-13. Did the NFL screw St. Louis by moving the Rams back to L.A., Lou?
Yes.
Yes. Your opinion?
St. Louis screwed itself by not buying them a stadium.
There you go. You got to buy them a stadium these days, Lou.
Very well.
All right. Predictions. Bears at Los Angeles. Lou, final score?
Final score? Bears 20.
Yes.
Rams 17.
There you go.
Carlos Santos.
The board in Vegas just changed. The Lou Dickman picks in.
And speaking of which,
all right, yes,
we have a special guest coming in picking live.
Tell us who that special guest is, Lou.
An undisclosed guesser, but those who can pick the name of who is giving the picks by voice only get an extra point in this week's Lou Dickman Picks.
There's the Lou challenge. She has to be identified. Will it be full first and last name, Lou?
Now you're getting difficult. Those are questions that people would ask online. Just if you know who it is, we know. All right, let's go.
Here it is for the Dickman. He's going to join the Dickman Division live.
This is just no point spreads, nothing. Cleveland.
I knew this would happen.
At Cincinnati.
Cleveland.
At Washington, Dallas.
Oh, I hate both. Washington.
At Atlanta, Detroit.
Detroit.
At New Orleans, Carolina.
I'll go Carolina.
Buffalo at Jets.
Really, Jets? Buffalo.
Green Bay at Houston.
Oh, Lori, I hate to say it, but Green Bay.
Seattle at Arizona.
Let's go with them Cardinals. I hate the baseball team.
New England at San Francisco.
Let's go San Fran.
Kansas City at Denver.
I think that's the Monday. Is that the Monday?
No. Kansas City.
Tampa Bay at Vegas.
Tampa Bay.
Tennessee at Pittsburgh.
Tennessee.
Okay, now if it was at Tennessee, would you still pick Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Okay, because it's at Tennessee. Chargers hosting Jacksonville. I threw a little loop in there with the hosting.
I heard that.
Jacksonville's still playing? I didn't even realize it.
Yes.
Chargers.
Okay, and out of all these potpourri of NFL delightful teams, who is your lock?
Who's your pick of the week?
Oh, wow, look at that. I wasn't even thinking. You know what?
Jets?
Matter of fact, now you bring it up. No, Buffalo.
Yeah, whoever's playing the Jets.
Whoever plays the Jets, that's right. Your lock.
So Lou's Sunday NFL picks. It's crowded at the top and even more crowded at the bottom.
Did I even say the Rams?
They're not playing.
They're not playing till Monday.
Oh.
What was that?
Lou's Sunday NFL picks. It's crowded at the top.
Yeah,
it's crowded at the bottom.
Who has the grand? So who's it? Up there?
Mr. Wilson is coming out of the gates, smoking hot, Lou. He's on top of the division by 1 point over the Cowboy.
Over the Cowboy?
The Cowboy.
Oh, my, oh, my. Michael Landon in second place.
You know who wants it bad is Tammy T. Dancer.
Yes, well, Tammy T. Dancer didn't, you know, she lost her lock. But
no, she didn't.
She didn't.
She did not.
She must have been one of the four I screwed up 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Thank you, Lou. I have a nightmare about that. All right, that's great. We'll move on to the power rankings of the week, Lou.
All right.
Since the Bears are playing the L.A. Rams, rank the best things in Los Angeles. Lou, the beach culture, Hollywood, plastic surgery, Disneyland, and legal pot. Lou, your top five. What is number five?
Disneyland.
Disneyland number five. I can't see Lou at Disneyland.
Beach culture.
Beach culture number four. Lou is not on the beach. Three.
Plastic surgeons.
Plastic surgery. Surprising, since he needs some. So, between legal pot and Hollywood, what is the best thing about California culture?
Legal pot.
Legal pot number two, a surprise, Hollywood. Bum, 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 Hollywood is Lou's number one L.A.
And the only reason I pick Hollywood is because I want to hear about what kind of picture you're going to put on the Lou Dickman Weekly.
Have you ever been to Disneyland or Disney World? You have
no.
A child?
No.
You did not take her there. That's surprising. I pictured you, you know, buying the princess's table, all the princesses sitting with you.
No.
All right.
Way before Frozen.
Lou,
Frozen.
You ready for your question of the week?
I am. I'm all ears.
If you were to get plastic surgery, what would you change and why?
I would change the tip of my nose.
And why is that?
I'm sick of shaving it.
It doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week.
And go Bears! This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Famous Announcer School. When you want to speak blatantly, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou mispronounces you.